Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM. Here's the...
Are you ready or not? It's only up the street. Everybody's dancing and everybody's on the move. Are you ready or not? It's only up the street. Everybody's dancing and everybody's on the beat. I'm not taking you now. It's where we want to be.
And it's here. let us through. Got a dream to catch tonight, it might come true.
Hold tight.
Cadillac, my co-host, Mr. Lou Lavish. We call him G. Lou. Are you with me, man?
Yeah. What up, Tweed? What up, everyone out there in Tweed, Wonderland? G. Lou is back. Happy pre-New Year to everyone out there. The lounge mix is in full effect, and I'm here for it all. Good evening, people. Let's go, Tweed.
Good evening. Man, we're going to have a ball tonight, man. A lot of strange things have happened over the this year. We'll get into a few incidents or situations that kind of touch us mentally and spiritually as we progress along this journey of life and this broadcast. But what I do want to say is I'm glad that we're able to make one more, man. We got through this one. A lot of our friends and family members and associates and colleagues, they weren't privy enough to get through this year. So, man, we got to stand tall for them all.
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lord that we made it through, and hopefully it'll be a little bit better moving forward, man. Can you give a shout-out to our sponsors for the evening?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, we got to shout-out to BTP Media Group. My man, Jeff Magic Kwan over there, man, making it happen over there in the Bay. Shout-out to Jeff Kwan and all that he does for us, man, keeping the wheels in motion. Salute to him. Follow his platform. He's on IG and all platforms, BTP Media Group. Also, got to give a shout-out, man, to the Flywear, Stacey Adams Incorporated. Man, we've been getting fly with Stacey Adams for decades, and it don't stop for this new year coming through, man. So make sure you go to the TweedCadillac.com website, click on the link for Stacey Adams, and get you some Flywear. Man, it's New Year's tomorrow. Maybe too late, but you can at least put in an order or so. Maybe if you got the money like that, they can really like get it to you in one day or something. I don't know how that works, but order you something online.
It went down last week. It actually went down like that last week. It went down like that last week. We was offering free 2-day shipping. So those that did get down, you know, man, for Christmas, they it came 2-day free shipping. We weren't able to offer it for this New Year's, but just go there, man. Go to TweedCadillac.com, Hit on that link and the code information will be right there for ya, baby.
There it is. Stacey Adams, man. I'm gonna wear my I got a Stacey Adams new brim I'm gonna wear tomorrow. Queen Jean bought me with my little, you know, I'm gonna be fly tomorrow for New Year's, even though I ain't doing much, but I'm gonna still look fly. So Stacey Adams is sponsoring me tomorrow. So make sure you go sponsor them and get you some fly gear. Go to tweetcadillac.com, hit that link, and support the brand. Also, magnificentwax.com. That wax that had your Cadillac shining, man, like a champ, homie. They're doing it, and they've been down with Tweet Cadillac since day one. So shout out to Magnificent Wax. They're also in some local Walmarts in the area. So check the local Walmarts. You may be able to find it there. But if not, go to magnificentwax.com. And they'll put you in order in for a bottle of that wax. Mention Tweet Cadillac and get a nice tax off some of your stuff, man. Also, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, man. FunDiggity.com is the site you can go to. Put your order in. 5-star rating on Yelp. Family business owned and located in the greater Los Angeles area. They're now hooked up with DoorDash and all these people that deliver services for you. So put in an order for Fun Diggity, those funnel cakes, man, and make them any kind of way you want them, man.
Paperless,
yeah, that part. Paperless.
On top of that,
all of that.
We're unjackable. Yeah. We are completely unjackable.
Unjackable.
Location
like
address
that.
Is 661 East 62nd Street, Los Angeles, Cali, 90001. For your phone orders, call 562-235-2333. We're open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. So don't meet us there.
There
meet
is.
Us there.
That part right there. Also, rest in peace, man, to the legendary voice of Tweet Cadillac, my main man, the legendary Boots Rothschild from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, man, the voice of 93.3 Tweet FM. He lives on forever. Also, One Stop Funk Shop. Got to give a shout out to them all the time for holding us down. And also, Chocolate. What up, Chocolate? Also,
Sunsound Concerts and Tours. Sunsound Concerts and Tours, man.
That
my
part.
Godmother, Maxine McClendon. Man, she's
that
getting
part.
Up there in age, but she still does her part. Man, God bless you, Godmama, for looking out for me all these years. You know, as of next month, we're going into our 10th year, 93.3 to FM, and we want to thank everybody that supported us throughout the way. And it's been a
That's
great
awesome.
Ride. And we do actually have a lot more to come in the future. So if you're an avid listener, if you're listening online right now, what I need you to do is create a free account. It's absolutely free. It don't cost you nothing. Leave your email address. You'll be able to get news updates on upcoming shows and celebrity guests that we're having on the premises. And just be able to hit the follow button as well. So make sure that y'all do that, man. It shows some real support. It's going down. In other words, stay down. Stay down with us, man, because we're going to have your favorite artist of all time. We've been doing it consistently, and we're in our 9th year, so, man, it's going down, man. Make sure to tell a hater, to tell a player, this is what we do, man. Each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. We also have a special guest that's going to be sliding through. I was privy enough to get a message today from a guy, and he sent some really eclectic, cool type of music, man. So Boston is going to be in the building. Boston, man, stand up, man. Y'all going to be in the building. Mr. Alfie Muir, he has a unique, distinctive sound, and it caught my attention. So if it caught me, and I'm picky as hell. So, man, we're going to give him his 5 minutes of funk to shine. You know, and it's going down, man. So make sure to tune in. Y'all can listen online or the number to call in, 347-855-8436. Callers that are online or on the phone right now, hit 1, and we'll bring you in. So there you have it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the After Six Blues mix, man.
Yes,
After Six Crews
make
the lounge mix. The lounge
exactly.
Mix
also
people.
Forgot, man.
What's
tell,
that?
Man, today is
the Jasper's
birthday. Man,
okay.
Man, I simply forgot. Today is Chris Jasper's birthday, man. My homie from the world famous Isley Brothers, man. Happy birthday, man, to
Happy
Chris
birthday.
Jasper. It's going down.
The legend.
So, man, we're going to get it real funky. Like, I don't know, G. Lou, what's on your mind tonight as far as music. I don't know what you got a taste for, but
I'm in the lounge.
I'm all
man.
Over
I'm over
the place.
Here. I got a nice beverage, man. I'm in the lounge, man. So I'm in the lounge. I'm in the
Speaking
mix
of
the lounge, bro.
You would say beverages. Guess what? Me, she just went to
What's
Safeway,
that?
You know. Safeway is out
right.
of liquor. They're out
oh.
of liquor. It's New
oh.
Year's Eve. Can you believe it,
say
dude?
It ain't so.
Man, I couldn't believe it either. They did have
wow.
the good stuff, the expensive behind the glass
right.
case. But all the regular
right.
stuff, can you believe it? They was actually
wow.
out of liquor. And this is within the last hour. So, wow.
So what is
going
to do?
Well, actually, she brought me back
some
Corbell. No, yeah.
Okay.
She brought back some Corbell. She had to go to another
okay.
store, but it went down. So I'm straight.
Okay.
I got me two lumpers. And, man, we're going to
okay.
do it up real, real nice, man. Let me see. What can I come with, man? Because I'm feeling real crazy tonight, man. Because I ain't going outside tomorrow. I'm not gonna get shot with no stray bullet. I'm chilling. 93.28 FM ism.
Yeah, yeah.
tag team duo, man. 93.2 FM. Let's celebrate the life of Rick James, man. Great guy, great dude, man. Died so tragically, died so young, died so, could have did so much more, man. Big shout out to Slick Rick.
Let's
me off guard there, y'all. 93.3 Tweed FM. Didn't know it would end so abruptly right there, man.
Hey, Tweed. Hold on, before you continue, I was texting you, but that jam right there, man. Come on,
yes,
man,
sir.
Hit me to that, man. That one right
man.
There.
Man, I got to tell you off air because they're going to try to steal it from me.
Okay, all right. That's why I texted you, but you didn't see it yet. Yeah.
No, man, I was
I just didn't want
man,
you to forget because sometimes it'd be later when you text me and then I forget the damn, I don't know exactly what it was. I just didn't want you to forget.
Man, that's one of your favorite songs, sir. No, not your favorite song. One of your favorite groups.
My group.
That's Slave.
Yeah, one of your
favorite groups.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's Slave,
that's
man.
That's what I thought.
The name of the song called Dreaming.
Dreaming. Okay.
Dreaming by Slave.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
They have a new thing, too, on Blog Talk Radio where a hand pops up. It's not
you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. Caller, I see your hands raised. You're live on 93.3 Tweed FM. Like, what the hell is this hand? Wow, that put me out there. Speak on it.
Well, you know, when you in class at Tweed Cadillac Charter School, you have to raise your hand in class to be heard. So that's all I'm doing, Reverend Ali.
I
love y'all, man. You know what it is, Tweed. You know, I appreciate you, OG. I've been giving you your flowers since you've been here, Tweed, since day one, man. So I know what Dev Ali got for you, man. Nothing but love, respect, and you's a legend in my book, man, for real, man. You always been a legend to me. I love you, Tweed, man, for real, man.
But you walked into class late.
Yeah.
You're smelling like dank. You went all the way back out of class. Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
And do you have all your books? I got all my officer. Don't make me call your probation officer on you.
Dang. Tweed Cadillac Charter School called probation officers. Oh, wow.
We want you to excel. We are here to make sure that you excel in life. Whatever we have to do is steer you down that right path. If we got to threaten to call POs, if we got to follow you home, you finna graduate, son. That's all that matters.
That's right. I appreciate
tonight,
that.
Sir? What would you like
man,
to
I
hear
wanna
tonight,
hear.
Sir? Because I'm on some shit. I'm tripping. I'm going to be flipping these records on you. Man, I'm tripping. What you want to hear, sir?
Since I'm in your class at the Tweed Cadillac Charter School, I'm going to go ahead and leave that to Tweed Cadillac because he does a great job. That's why we came here to this school and we put our money in so we can have a private school. And then we got G. Lou. He's in the physical education part. Thank you for the push-up, G. Lou. So whatever you do, man, whatever it is, I'm with it. I'm right here. I got my speakerphone on. I'm dancing in the mirror, Mr. Cadillac.
Beautiful. And I don't want to see no more dice games on the ping pong tables. If I come out there, y'all shooting dice on the ping pong tables, I'm shutting that down. I need to check y'all lockers because it looked like, man, that y'all got sodas and stuff in the lockers and y'all ain't buying them from the vending machines that we got on campus. So you cannot bring any personal food up to the school. Must use the vending machines on campus.
Right on. Love y'all.
I love y'all too, man. I got one, man, for y'all, man. We're going to get super fly tonight, man. We're going to have the Six Lounge mix. And here we go. Y'all know nothing about this. Tell a hater to tell a player.
What's up? It's your girl,
Perry, and you're listening to 93.Tweed FM.
Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, R&B, G. Lou and Me, and all in between. Man, I want to dedicate this song, man, to my lovely, my beautiful, my talented, my inspirational daughters, Angel Brown and Cheyenne Brown. Daddy loves you, man, and I play this song for y'all a lot. I've told you about it a lot. You might want to revisit it again. This goes out to y'all, man. This is what Daddy thinks about you, man. Love y'all. One love. Happy New Year. Skyler, man.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.2 Tweed FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. I'm your host, Tweed Cadillac, otherwise known as Mr. Melody, and my co-host. What's your name?
Man, G. Lou,
what your name
Lou
is?
Lavish.
What your
AKA
name
Lou
is?
Lavish. Live in the building. That's just my baby daddy.
That's all that is. That's all. It's going down, man. After Six Lounge Mix, man, we're going to keep it up. Yeah. And believe me, everything going to be fly. 90.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're tuned into 93.3 FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
Missing you, and missing you, lover. Stop kidding ourselves. You know, I've been a little crazy lately since we stopped seeing each other. I guess we would never know that unless we got a chance to talk.
Tweed Cadillac. This Delmar Frazier.
Delmar Frazier.
What's up, G-Lou, man?
The names.
What up,
the name sounds familiar. It sounds. You're the guy that does the premium Cadillac car wax. You're the car wax God.
Magnificent.
I've heard of you,
magnificent.
Sir. I've heard
yeah.
of you. You do it magnificently.
Yeah, you blowing me up. Thanks for blowing me up. That's how everybody know about me from you.
Wow. I'm
yeah,
honored.
Yeah, magnificentwax.com. I want to give a shout-out to y'all, man. Y'all keep it live all year. And I want to wish y'all a happy new year.
Thank
and,
you.
And
thank
you know, for you and G. Lou, man. Because y'all be putting it down.
We respect that. Man, we appreciate that. We respect that. Because you've been there, like, with me from day one. We basically all we had. You was my first sponsor. So, I'm honored. I'm privy. And I told you from day one. I'll stay down for my crown. I got your back.
Yeah, you did. You said that, and you did that, man. And you keep your word, man. You original dude, man. I love you, man, too, for all what you do.
Wow, man. Thank you, man. Thank you,
man. For sure.
Because I figure that when you're true to people, people will be true to you. Because I remember, man, this all started as an idea, and now we're going into our ninth year, and you was there from the beginning. So it's like if I could help you, and man, you mean a lot to me, man. I love you as well, sir.
For sure, man. Well, y'all have a happy new year, man. I'm gonna send some money to you and G. Lou just for sponsorship dues and duties.
Wow.
Look for that next week sometime. A little something, Hennessy or something.
All right,
hey,
thank you, my brother.
Delmar, man, I be pushing for you to have them magnificent wax in all Walmarts across the country. I say they may be in a few, but if they ain't in your section of the city, make sure you push for that. So we trying to get that
we gonna
get Walmart in the country, man.
Thank you, too, man. I'm going to look out for you, too, man. When I blow up, and I'm going to blow up, we going to blow up. I'm going to give you some – everybody need money. I'm going to give you some money.
Man,
I just want to see you blow up.
I know when we was at the house and you had all them bottles, it's like, Tweet, man, this shit gonna work. And I'm like, yeah, man, it's gonna work. I believed in it. And when you got to Walmart, to me that was a hell of an accomplishment, sir. So I know that any man with a plan and a great idea, long as you work at it, it can do something because, I mean, look at 93.FM. So you are my testimonial, sir. I watch you do it from filling up your own bottles in the backyard. So I know what it takes. So, man,
that's
God
right.
bless you, man. God bless you, man.
Thank you. Y'all have
man.
A good rest of the night. I'm going to be hollering at y'all. Thanks for everything,
man,
too.
Plan on it, man. Man, thank you, sir. Likewise.
Much
love,
man.
To be loved, you, Lou. Good to be loved.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
it's good
it
to show love because you can get love. And when you get
yes,
love,
sir.
Get love. 93.3 FM is going down, y'all. After as G Lou that people really appreciate and respect what we do. To me, that's the greatest honor of all time, to have the admiration from your family, your peers. I don't even like to use the word fans, because you know that's to me, fans are really family. Anybody that supports you is family, and it don't have to be by blood. So man,
right,
this,
right.
Man, I am truly honored, man. On so many multitudes, it saddens me in so many aspects going into 2022. For a lot of people that we did lose along this journey, and especially Boots, man, because Boots Rothschild been with me since 2007, and for me to lose that man and all the knowledge that he gave me and the conversations, they still stick into my head. And I had a chance to talk to him on his deathbed, and I couldn't really understand what he was saying to me, but whatever he was saying is in my heart. I never made it out, and I asked his wife, could you make out what he was saying? And she said she really couldn't make out what he was saying, but a tear dropped from his eye, said he lit up when she passed him the phone. He lit up, and that it kind of bothered me. What else kind of bothered me was, you know, I, man, I always call into the show, and I be trying to disguise my voice. And do you remember maybe a month or two ago, I said, I'm Kango from your TFO, just clowning, right?
And then he passed away.
That fucking bothered me to this day. I was just having fun clowning, you know, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
You never know, man. You just never really know, man. It's all about love those that love you. Love those that don't love you. Just love everybody, man. Don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die.
That's my motto, man.
Yeah, don't kill nothing and don't let nothing die, man. Wow. 90.3 FM. Here we go. Blue Magic, baby. struggle, it's a daily path that you have to walk down, is love really is the best way to maneuver through this mayhem and mystery because you really don't know what's around the corner. But what I have learned that I could share with y'all and stand on is that when you really show people love, some people might take kindness for weakness. Some people might think you a sucker. You might have haters. You might have all of those deflections along the path. But if you walk and your intentions are pure, man, God knows what's in your heart. God really ain't going to let too much happen to you, man, if he knows that you're true. Just treat people like you want them to treat you, mama. That's really been my philosophy. And I can only say that it's worked for me because I know I got haters on a multitude of levels. And for why, who knows? You will never make them happy. You will never please them. But when you look at it, you might have haters, but for every hater you have, you got 10 people standing in line that's willing to slap them. So just be true to who you are. Don't even trip, man, off the haters. They're going to be there. They just might not like you because your cologne smells better than theirs. And don't let a girl say, ooh, your cologne smell good in front of a dude. Now you got another hater over some cologne. You feel me? It's so crazy. So as we walk into 2022, G. Lou and I, man, we just going to do us, man. If y'all like us, we love it. If y'all don't like us, we love it still because we love you.
That's
right. So it ain't no larceny in our heart. We ain't got no motives. We just want to live, have a nice beverage, eat some crab legs, and do our thing. We ain't stepping on nobody's toes. We just want to live and let live. For really, though. Let me give little words, man, from, some breaking news, and I'll fucking tell y'all. Me and Kevin Samuels have hooked up, and I did a song for the Kevin Samuels show. I'm not going to premiere it tonight, but we got a heater featuring the Pimp Council. We really knocked one out for him, and it's going down. So next year, things is about to happen. So if you're hating on me, it's time to start practicing because it's about to go down. 93.2 FM, man. Check this out, man. Just some words for 2022 to go into. On behalf of Lou Lavis, G. Lou, and Tweet Cadillac, baby. Check this out.
Yeah.
Real soon.
Embrace it. Embrace it all because understand something. If you want to be a CIA man, a confident, intelligent, and assertive guy, understand something. You are going to be insulted because you're a winner. Winners always get insulted by losers. They're going to call you arrogant. They're going to call you condescending. They're going to throw a bunch of insults at you, but they're not going to be able to beat you. It is going to dog it. Anytime someone is a winner, they have haters. Name me how many people hate Tom Brady and the Patriots. But you know who doesn't hate them? Patriots fans. People hate the Dallas Cowboys because they're called America's team. All winners have haters. Now, we understand that at the high levels, you know, and as sports and entertainment, but here at in the middle levels, trying to get to the elite levels and to the top 10%, I need you guys to understand something. People are going to come at you. They're going to say, like I said, one of the biggest ones they're going to call you is you're full of yourself. You think you're so this. You think you're so that. You know who are going to say that? People who are trying to keep you down. They're not telling you that because they think less of you. They're telling you that because you have the nerve to believe in yourself and stand on what it is you believe. You're going to have men throw it at you, but what you're not going to have is some guy who's above you or better than you throwing it at you. You're never going to have somebody that you're trying to compete with saying you're arrogant. You're going to say, all right, that's what I mean. Do it. Be courageous. Push, push, push. That's right. Matter of fact, you're going to have winning kind of guys be like, yeah, do that, do that. You know the guys who are going to throw it at you? The guys who don't want to do the work. guys that don't want you to make it so hard for them. Then, of course, they're going to call you all these things. Look at him. You over there trying to be opportunistic, and you over there trying to schmooze, and you over there trying to glad hand. I'm going to keep it real. It's always the keep it real dudes. What they're really saying is, I want you to stay down here. I don't want you to shine so bright it makes it hot on me. Could you not be so good? Could you not shine so bright? Could you not make me look like I'm just average and mediocre? That's what's at the basis of all this other kind of stuff. And I get so tired of guys who are smart, who are accomplished, who are capable, who have the stuff that it takes, dumbing themselves down to make other people feel better. Listen to me when I tell you this. Man, there have been so many times that guys have thought, if I just failed, they'd like me more. And what you're going to find is if you fail, you become just like the people that you think would like you more. They're going to still not like you. Matter of fact, they're going to resent you. They're going to say, look, I understand why I'm a failure. I understand why I didn't do it. But look, he had all these opportunities. He ended up right here. You don't do them any favors by failing. You know what you do? You go ahead and become the man you need to be. You go ahead and get up to the top of the top, 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 the tippy, tippy top. You get your name up on Mount Rushmore. You climb Everest. You make as much. You go as high. You go as far as you can and let the haters stand outside and call you whatever outside of the gate. That's right, outside the gates of your mansion, outside, while you're flying on your G6, let them call you all that crap from coach or on the bus. I'm a firm believer in this. That's why I was going to make notes on this, but I'm sorry. I'm just going off the cuff because I have seen this stuff so much in my life. I've had the people throw stuff like that at me, but you know what? I've never had somebody doing better than me call me any of this stuff. And it's one of the few things that you can rest assured that if you want to be better than 90% of people, you're going to have people throw shit at you. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Especially the men that you are beating. Now, let's flip it up. The women that say it, they don't understand it. Why? Why they're saying it? Because you make it harder for them to actually keep your attention. Oh, did I say that out loud? See, I've never had a woman call me arrogant. Or, I'm going to take that back. Take it back. Let me not be hyperbolic. Arrogant is a compliment for most women. Arrogant is a compliment for most women because it's like, damn, you got balls. You have courage. You actually have the courage of your convictions. You have enough to stand on it and say it directly to their face and not flinch. So embrace it. Embrace the arrogance. What's the difference between cocky and confidence? It's not bragging if it's true. If you're a winner, you're a winner. It's not bragging. The difference between cocky and confidence, I look at it, you can be cocky when you have the confidence that you know you're going to put the work in to get it done. There's one thing to sit around and talk about something, and you don't have the work, the hashtag show your work, you don't have the receipts, you don't have the numbers, you don't have the facts, you don't have the data, you just have the belief in yourself. Well, I'm still a proponent for that because here's the thing. Only you know whether or not you're going to do the work. But if you can say you're going to do great things, you're going to be great because you know that you're going to do the work, then do it. Say it. Say it and make it and put the pressure on yourself. Put the pressure on yourself to hold yourself accountable. So when you do make the result, when you accomplish what it is you say you're going to accomplish, nobody can say anything other than, he may be arrogant, he may be cocky, he may be this. Yeah, but he also got it done. He delivered. Don't have to like him, but there's the result. That's why I love this whole business of image. It's about outcomes. It ain't bragging if it's true. So like I say, embrace the arrogance. You might as well go ahead and get to learn to like it, learn to love it. Because you do no one any favors by saying, you know what, I'm going to dim my light. I'm not going to wear my suit on Saturday. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to dress better. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Matter of fact, I'll just sit around here and be like everybody else. Then they'll like me more. No, they won't. They won't like you anymore. And you won't like yourself anymore either. Because you know good and doggone well, you're cheating yourself. I don't want you to cheat yourself to make somebody else feel comfortable. I want you to make your competition sweat. I want you to make it hard on your competition. I want you to make it hard on the women who want to be in your life. Because if you're going to win, you're going to get out there and do what it takes to succeed. And I want you to get all the results. What do you think? Client people out here are the millionaires and billionaires, people who are rich and wealthy. What do you think they do? They still eat. Well, you know what? I'm going to eat spam. I'm going to eat peanut butter and jelly because I don't want a man to forget that mess. Many people don't know how rich and wealthy people actually live, but I tell you what, they don't live worrying about what people who have less than them think about them. They really don't. They may say it in public, but they don't. Tywin Lannister, the lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of the sheep. What do you want to be? If you want to be a lion, guess what? You're going to have to eat some sheep. You're going to have to eat a whole bunch of stuff, and none of your prey likes to be eaten. What are you going to do? Become a vegetarian? Go eat some grass? Go be nice to it? Talk to it? Man, be a lion. Do what you have to do. Embrace the arrogance. It's one of your superpowers. Peace. Hey, guys, what the...
Can you use me? Fuck this back and forth bullshit. It's a big waste of time. You want to put it all up, Mr. Backerman? Huh? Come on. Last set. Shoot it all. Race to 9 for 80,000. I'm betting this big-time action brings out the dog in your boy over there. Did I just stutter or something? Did I just stutter? A few minutes ago, it was like a pool hole, this motherfucker. Now it's as quiet as a church. Is this your first time in a pool hole, Mr. Beckerman? Is that it? Your clothes getting a little mashed? Let me tell you something. When you walk out of here, you'll have the smell of this place on your skin for a week. Every time you put on that suit, you will think of me taking your money. Because I'm the only one in this room who knows how fast your boy can run over there. You want to know why? Because I bred him. How the fuck does that make you feel? To be in that position with all your money on the table.
How much you got, Joe?
What?
Total. You put down $80,000 like it didn't matter. That's a lot of money for somebody like you and him. I think it matters.
What's the difference?
I'm a millionaire. That's the difference. I lose 80, I get another 80. For me, it doesn't matter. See, I think it's you who's sweating this. The both of you. People in pool rooms don't come across this kind of take but once in a lifetime, and now you're going to put it all on the line against John because you think he's going to choke? I don't think so. I think he's going to choke. You want to shoot it all? Let's shoot it all. How much you got in your pocket?
I got a couple of dozen.
You?
500.
What about your ring?
What?
How much for your ring?
You want my ring?
You said it, Joe. Shoot it all. What's it worth to you?
I paid $2,800 for it.
$3,000. Covered. I'm going to leave you with nothing. Nick, make sure, please. It's all there. I'm going to have a drink. Want to have a drink?
Thank you.
give up your license to dream. Be all that you can be, man. You only got this one crazy life to live. Make sure you get your boosters. Make sure you do whatever you can do. Make sure you double face mask. You don't want to go out, man, crazy. G. Lou, man, give us your parting words of wisdom.
He said double face
mask. So they can live by that. Man, you better double it up. You better triple it up because it's coming. It's coming. They just canceled the San Francisco as an annual New Year's Eve thing on the water with big fire, firework extravaganza. And they've been advertising it, and they just pulled the plug on it all because, you know, that new variant that came to the West Coast. Man,
yeah, it's big. Yeah, it's big right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah, everybody got it.
It's crazy.
But what I will say, the good thing is it doesn't seem to be as deadly though. Like you're seeing a lot of people getting it, but not a lot of extras, you know, with it. So like you said, people just take care of yourself. Maybe because of the shots, maybe people are vaccinated already. We don't know, but we know it's been as deadly as the first time, you know. But it's been more potent though. A lot of people getting it, but you know, it doesn't seem to be as deadly as well. So, you know, like you
planes
said, you need to take care of yourself.
Flights are getting canceled. It's spreading, you know. And I remember
short service,
It ain't even been, what, a month now. And now it's already here. So it's like, come on. It's serious, man. I've been vaccinated twice. I got my double dose. And I go on January 10th to get my booster. Because, it will get you, and I'm an older cat, so it's like, man, I got to make sure that I got my health intact, and, man, just stay safe, man, and make sure, man, you know, that as you walk around this world in 2022, just make sure that you do the right thing, man, for you and yours, because we really all we got, and nobody want to be sitting around not being the best of your potential. Just go for it all, man. What you gotta lose? Go for the gusto, man. At least they say you go down swinging. Last weekend I watched the old fight between Larry Holmes and Mike Tyson after being on ESPN, and I never watched that fight before, right? And what was remarkable about it to me was Mike just attacked. He was relentless.
Right.
He never stopped pushing. Larry Holmes never got on the offense. He was ducking and dodging, slipping and sliding, and Mike finally just kept penetrating. Finally dropped him. He got back up. He wasn't even dazed, but it stunned him. He got back up.
Yeah.
Dropped him again. He got back up. And on the third round, not the third round, but on the third drop, man, they couldn't even pull his mouthpiece out. He was laid out. So, man, just stay relentless in your pursuit of happiness. I don't care what it is. Just be the best.
Larry didn't have no business. Larry didn't have no business in there with Mike. I mean, Larry wanted to prove, you know, I'm Larry Holmes, motherfucker. I don't know what you thought. But he didn't really have no business in there with Mike at that time, man.
Yeah, and he was. Always outweigh experience. It's an old saying that, you know, you could be young and viral and, you know, but experience will always beat out youth.
Yeah.
For example, you could put Tom Brady on a team and his experience, because he's been there before, I don't care who the superstar quarterback is, cannot be able to fade in because experience. So use your wisdom, knowledge that you've acquired throughout your life. Apply it to make yours better for you and yours. Just don't give up, man. Just don't give up, man. Can you lead us out, man, with your words of wisdom as you do each and every Thursday night on 93.3? Thank you, sir.
Yes, first and foremost, before I do that, I want to let everyone know to have a happy new year, a blessed new year, new you, Just try to be better than you were the previous year. Put one step forward and walk. You know what I mean? Just walk a little bit more dapper, though, this year, man, and make it count. And also, remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. That is W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. Don't let another week go by. Matter of fact, don't let another night go by without you giving some praise to the man upstairs who makes it all happen. With that, I'm out. Lou Lavish, love y'all.
If you got to drop to your knees and say please, believe me, man, God is on speed dial for y'all, man. You know, back in the chirp days, chirping, you know, man, he'll hit you back. You feel me? It is what it is. It's like that, and that's the way it is. 93.2 FM. Until next week, y'all. God bless each and every one of y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to go to tweakadlife.com. If you want news, picks, music, merchandise, apparel, etc., hit the donate button, man, if you like what we're doing. If you're online listening to tonight's show, make sure to sign up for a free account. Absolutely free. Just enter your email. Then you're able to hit the follow button. Follow us. You'll get upcoming shows with celebrity guests, etc. And for everybody that do that, it will give me an alert, and I will send you a 93.2 gift bag right to your front door on behalf of 93.2 FM. God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, man, we out like a light. Keep it pimping.
Peace.